Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
One word on a Tuesday, baby. Yeah, it's going up.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's go.
Tonight is the night.
Come on.
I know that I'm hard.
Hopefully your Cloudflare doesn't mess you up.
I know. I hope Cloudflare does not keep me from having fun tonight. Is your Cloudflare down still?
I don't know, but the text line knows all about it.
Oh, do they?
Really?
I'm sure they do. Ooh. Yeah, well, we probably got IT guys that are listening. Yeah, I'm dealing with this today.
That's true.
Centric grad here. Cloudflare is basically a streamlined content delivery system at the most companies use to get their content over the web. If you remember a few weeks ago, AWS went down. Similar situation.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But it's really only Twitter. Everything else seems to be working, which I'm fine with.
You see, Twitter yesterday released this report. It's like, reports come out that Grok is the smartest AI. Oh, really? Twitter's telling me that
telling
Grok
me that,
is
right,
the, wow.
Yeah, that's
nice.
What a good
source.
Exactly,
yeah. I thought Grok retired.
Yeah, fake news there.
Grok's washed.
Let me ask you guys this. Yeah, Grok is washed. Speaking of washed, who's the only one to score a touchdown this week on that entire board?
Dude, it's you, Bob. Bobby Betts, Travis Kelce.
Well, Speck had Russell Wilson.
He really did?
No, it was Roman Wilson or whatever.
Oh, it was?
No, Roman's the guy who scored it for
Roman
Baser.
Wilson,
I'm going to take Roman Miller this week to get a touchdown for Baser. I should actually put that on the board this week. I think Roman Miller has a great chance to get into the end zone.
That's not really what you need right now, because the feds are actually looking into gambling, and I think if high school is on the docket and your name's there, it'll be the Mac and Dusty show. Like, that's the case.
Can't bet on the high school kids.
Dang but it. If you want to give me 10, I'll create some odds.
Yeah, right, exactly. What were we talking about? There's this internet being down. So it feels like it just is Twitter that is down.
Literally.
Yeah.
I can look up anything. Any issue.
Thanks.
Cloudflare basically runs Twitter.
Adam Schefter freaking out right now?
It's got to be.
Much news being released today on a Tuesday with nothing happening.
I mean, Schefter right now is calling, like, he's probably calling the president or something, you know?
Meanwhile, Kyle Brandt's on a rooftop chugging liquid death.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And that's why he's the best. He really is. I mean, it's why it works, man. Yeah. Like, exactly. Yeah. This guy does not care if Twitter's working. He does not care about anything. I really love Kyle Brandt. And he's got a cardboard cutout of somebody. I can't tell who it is. Slamming liquid death on a rooftop in New York in a T-shirt with a bat basically in his hand for angry runs.
And I think he runs one.
Yeah, well, Juan. I couldn't think of the word that I wanted to use for it. And everybody else is like, Twitter isn't working, and Kyle Brandt is beating up a cardboard cutout of some guy in a suit.
It's his Juan Soto.
There you go. All right, let's get to it, guys. No Kalen Saunders signing. It looks like he's got interest from other teams. He did tweet something along the lines of like, yeah, I tried. Maybe next year you got to talk to the front office. Wish the fans were the front office. Kalen Saunders not going to be a Chief, it looks like. One word.
So?
Is his name Bink or Blink?
Yeah, what is that? Bink Saunders?
Bink, yeah.
He stole it from Jay?
He's stealing Jay's name.
Yeah, I don't know. He's always been Bink on Twitter. I don't know why.
I mean, this goes back to you know the guy's name, so everybody wants him here. He was cut by the Saints, for God's sakes. I mean, and then nobody else has signed him. And I don't care if Chris Jones says he wants him. I really don't care what Chris Jones has to say about the roster anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he'd probably help. I wouldn't hate it. I mean, his tweet was, like you said, it was kind of weird. He's like, I did everything I could, guys. Sorry. And it's like, I think it works for the Chiefs, but I think the Chiefs have bigger problems right now than going and get a free agent defensive lineman.
That was cut by the Saints. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't need the cut by the Saints part. That's just the Saints.
Probably roster. Yeah. Like
yeah, and they're like, hey, you'll go sign somewhere else. We'll help you out.
Good players don't get cut. They just don't. And
we just signed Mike Pinnell, and you loved it. And that was by the Bengals.
Because he never should have been cut this offseason by the Chiefs. He never should have been cut in training camp. It was a bad decision by the Kansas City Chiefs. And they tried to rectify that decision, right? So that like Mike Pinnell never should have been cut. Ever should have been cut this training camp.
Somebody says Bink Saunders is signed with the Jets.
Signed with the Jets.
Oh, did he? Good.
Ah, that's too bad.
Well, they got him.
That is too bad.
Aaron Glenn's like, this will fix it.
That's right. Can you play quarterback?
Because the guy they just got rid of was absolutely destructive for Dallas last night.
Yeah.
Quinnen Williams is balling, dude.
Did you guys see the video of Quinnen Williams at the draft sneezing and God blessing himself and thanking himself?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bless me.
Because that just made it way, obviously, with the trade last week.
You. Thank you.
It's one of my favorite things of all time. The guy sneezes, blesses himself, and then thanks himself. It's so good. Achoo. Bless you. Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you. And just keeps going. Like we were not supposed to comment on that.
Yeah. It just keeps going into the interview.
So, Kalen Saunders, no contract. Mikel Garcia, maybe a contract. The Royals reportedly working on that.
Yep, that's the information that I was given, that the Royals have open contract negotiations with Mikel Garcia. Now, nice. The good news is that they're opening contract negotiations. There's no real rush. They've got, I think, 4 years left of arbitration. But from a pretty reliable source, I would say, said that, the Royals are looking to, kind of sign Mikel Garcia. And I think that's great news for John Sherman in particular, because so many people still think he's David Glass for whatever reason. And all he does is sign players and put the best product that he possibly can on the field. And signing Mikel Garcia just proves and shows how much John Sherman cares about putting a winner out there, that they don't have to pay him right at this point in time, but they're opening contract negotiations with Mikel Garcia as they view him as a part of the future of this organization. So is something going to happen today or tomorrow? No, but contract negotiations have opened between the team and Mikel Garcia. And I love that. And I love the fact that John Sherman is still going out there going, spend. Let's go. Put the best product out there on the field. And the other thing that they're doing, which is awesome, Dusty, they're signing their own guys. Like, this is new. We never had this before.
Yep. I mean, I wonder what the Vinny Pasquantino situation looks like. I think there's a lot of people that want to see him and Mikel Garcia get locked up together. We'll see. Vinny Pasquantino will be 28 next year. Still have, I think, 3 years of control on his contract. Mikel Garcia, that's the other thing. The control that they have under Mikel Garcia's contract. And then go get Gleyber Torres, the new second baseman for the Kansas City Royals. That's the rumor that we saw from ESPN yesterday. But my one word is, home. Keep your guys home, man. Mikel Garcia deserves a contract if he can do it. I think it's last year was the year. Like, if last year was the peak of Mikel Garcia, gold glove, solid stick, where at in your lineup you want to play him, I don't know. First, he could hit second, he could hit fifth, he could hit fourth, wherever you want to put him in that lineup. It's good, man. Keep him home.
Biggest story in sports probably right now. Lane Kiffin reportedly had his family flown out to Baton Rouge, maybe Gainesville as well, to have them visit the campuses of LSU in Florida. This is amidst his best season at Ole Miss. I think top five team in the nation, three or four, definitely going to make the college football playoffs. And now reportedly Ole Miss has given Lane Kiffin an ultimatum saying, hey, listen, Egg Bowl is next week, next Friday. You have to make a decision if you're here or not, and you will not be coaching that game if you're not. Mm-hmm. One word.
Who am I one wording? Am I one wording for the college, or am I one wording for Lane Kiffin on this one?
For this whole situation.
The whole situation, typical, I think. Mm. Old Mississippi is a nice job. We get that. But Florida and LSU are better jobs than Old Mississippi. Yep. And so he has to explore those jobs. And so if you're Old Mississippi, I understand you want it as well, But you're giving somebody an ultimatum. He may just very well say, you know what, if you're going to give me an ultimatum and not let me get to where I need to be with this job search, then you're making it very easy for me. I will take one of these jobs. And so that's what you have to be careful with if you're Old Mississippi, not giving this guy an ultimatum where he's got to make a decision. He's got Florida and LSU waiting there, man. It's not like you're giving the guy an ultimatum and he has no fallback plan.
Yeah, my one word is control. I mean, it sounds like Lane Kiffin has all the control if he wants it. Just depends on what he wants to do with it. That's also not the best strategy, in my opinion, for Ole Miss.
No.
Like, don't give the guy that has all the power, like, don't shelter him. Like, you, sir, tomorrow, I need a deal. It's like, maybe, like, don't do that. Like, maybe just don't end on bad times. You think he stays at Ole Miss?
No, this is classic Lane Kiffin. Yeah. His true colors shown once again, and I'm on the side of Ole Miss personally.
Guess who's the guy again? Because he's always been the name, and it's never been anybody around him. Now I don't know if that's accurate, because I don't know when he was the name for USC or for the Raiders, if there was anybody else. But it seemed like at the time, if I remember correctly, it was like Lane Kiffin.
Oh yeah.
And now this year, the dominoes have fallen into an area where it's like, yeah, James Franklin got signed at Virginia Tech, but it's like, well, where's Kiffin going?
Why say that again? You don't like it?
No, he supports
Ole Miss.
Yeah, but you don't like what Lane's doing.
He thinks Lane's an arrogant ass.
Yeah, I think this guy jumps to where things are convenient. This is the best season in Ole Miss history,
right?
And
which
you
is
are the
time to get out.
But wait. You can wait. Those jobs will be there in 2 weeks. You've fought for these kids. Sometimes we forget about the athletes and the kids. And Lane Kiffin's been with these
guys. And the kids right
guys.
Now are in their NILs on the first weekend of the season. I mean, there's no loyalty at all.
I would disagree with that. We could talk more about this because we have to take a break.
Okay.
But I still think local is a thing. A lot of kids on that team are from Mississippi. A lot of kids in LSU are from Baton Rouge. They care about that team. They care about that state.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hate to be this way, but that's life now, man.
No,
it is what it is. I don't care that you care or they care or anything like that. I got to do what I think is best for me. And, you know, some guys are job jumpers. I mean, it just is what it is.
Yeah, and that's who he is.
I also love that the Royals and the Chiefs are two completely different situations. Two different texts. The Chiefs are about to win it out. Heard it here first.
Okay.
The next text they sent, subpar 500 baseball team, re-signing the same players isn't a flex, LOL.
Wait a second.
So Chiefs are about to win it all at 5-5, total believe, all in.
It here first. I said it 3 weeks ago after the Buffalo game, they're not going to lose again. I was totally wrong. So you're late to the party on that one. But
No, they're saying after the loss, they're going to win out now.
You heard it here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
First, I've been telling you they were going to win out for months. I mean, that's not new by that guy, but
and then signing Michael Garcia, sucks. Not a flex.
Okay.
All in on the Chiefs, 5-5. Look like a disaster of a product, but yet here we are coming up.
The Michael Garcia signing is huge and wonderful.
It's not. It's not that.
Thank you,
it's
Alex.
Not that huge.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.